This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Mama used to say, take your time, young man. Mama used to say, don't you rush to get old. Mama used to say, take it in your stride.
It's good stuff. I like that. It works for me. Jay is here, Jay Foreman. I'm sitting in for DP today, Tom Stevens. It's Old School. Off the text line, Jay Foreman is the best thing that's ever happened to the ticket.
Who'd you guys
think? One of your relatives?
That's what I was about to say. Who did that?
I don't know.
I know my kids ain't say it. Nobody I know that said
it. I didn't text it, but somebody did. We welcome you.
I appreciate that. But Tom, you know what? I was messing with Connor, messed with you, and Shafe.
Yeah.
Soon as I'd rather probably blame it on Nick since he's been around.
But it's a good place to place blame.
Soon as I get
he
around,
takes it well.
Y'all getting scarce up in here, man. The boogeyman showed up.
You know what?
Deal,
I'll be back. I just need some time off. There's some things I want to do. Hang out with my wife. We've got some trips that we have planned. I've been invited to do a show on the ticket, and you could possibly hear me at night.
All right, that's cool.
So you
ain't inviting us to go on the trips with you and your wife?
You can come along. Vegas is always welcoming.
Oh, okay.
We want to go to Dublin. I'd really like to go to Dublin next
year. For the
game. And not just for the game, though. If I'm going to go to Europe, I want to go to Europe. And, you know, if I were to do a game or if I would go and be working here at the ticket.
Sure. I wouldn't be able to go.
I wouldn't be able to go because I'd want to go for at least 2 weeks.
Do you drink Guinness?
Yeah.
Stout or whatever it
is. I've been known to have a pint or two.
Yeah. You better bring it because they don't respect you until you get hammered up over there.
That's right. And I want to get in a bar fight. I've never been in a bar fight. I think if you get one in a bar fight in Dublin, man, you've been in a bar fight.
That's true.
You ever been in a bar fight?
Yeah, I have, but never in Dublin. I don't know if I
All right, give me
I definitely don't think I would come out on the winning end in Dublin at this my age.
What happened in your particular? I mean, because somebody's always, hey, that's Jay Foreman. I'm going. Is that how it happens? Like, I'm gonna pick a fight with that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably, I don't know, probably young and dumb, but
because DP's somebody, been in quite a few. Yeah. Have you had the DP discussion on the bar fights he's been in?
You know, what's always funny is that you get these guys that go out to a bar or a club that look for fights. Like, aren't you supposed to go out and be happy and have a good time?
Theoretically, but there's always somebody that
wants to bump into you. One guy, I was actually downtown, and I had a couple drinks and just kind of walking. And if somebody bumped into me, I never was one of those guys that I get it. It happens, right? But he threw, like, a shoulder into me.
He was looking for it.
Yeah, I was like, dude, what are you doing? And then he immediately, like, got in a position. And when he got in a position, his hands were down. That was the worst thing. Hand down, man down. You know?
That's fantastic.
But, you know, it happens. I mean, some people just like in life, some people just take it way too serious.
I've never been in one, probably because I've never found somebody small enough or weak enough that I could probably take. At that level, so I just avoid them altogether.
I've seen the best one I've seen is I was in Minneapolis at Prince's Club, and I was actually with a couple of buddies of mine, and it had nothing to do with us, but I saw it happening because this one guy kept hitting on this one guy's either girlfriend or wife.
Sure.
The guy was at the bar. It seemed like they were just trying to have a good time. Yeah. And she must have been fairly attractive, but he was talking to her, and he'd say, look, man, this is my girl. Stop talking to her. Well, he happened to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And before that, he had said, hey, look, man, you keep disrespecting me and disrespecting my relationship, A, B, and C is going to happen in so many words. He goes to the bathroom, comes back. Soon as he leaves, dude's over there, all up in her grill. Yeah. And she's not giving him any flavor, any end or whatever, like she was interested. Well, he comes back, and you know they kind of get into it and get into his face, and then the dude squared up on him, and I mean he hit this dude. It looked like when Mike Tyson hit Spinks, hit him. His legs went weak, and then his head hit the bar. And it was with my buddy Kevin, And that was the first time I think he had ever seen somebody get put to sleep like that. And he was out like a light. I mean, it took.
Was he okay?
I mean, eventually. But he literally got carried out of the place. And I was laughing because at that point in time, he probably deserved it.
I'm guessing that's a thing that sometimes happens to pro athletes. You've been out with a few, I'm guessing, from time to time. And once you recognize somebody, maybe there are guys in a bar that want to be the guy that brings that guy down.
I'm sure. Yeah, I've never really hung out. I mean, with athletes that went out looking for trouble, but no. I've heard.
And I'm not suggesting that you do, but yeah, there are guys that are looking for trouble if you are an athlete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, heck, the best story I think is when Trent Williams, the left tackle for the 49ers, when he was with the Washington. Well, Redskins.
I want the Vikings to get him. I wanted the Vikings to get him in free agency, but they didn't.
And he was at the Pro Bowl. And a guy went up to him and hit him in the back of the head with a champagne bottle.
Oh, man.
And he looked at the dude, didn't even faze him, and then cleaned him up afterwards.
You picked the wrong guy.
And the best part about it is he played in the Pro Bowl like 2 days later.
That's
crazy. With a big old goose head on his head. That lets you know Trent Williams is that dude.
They're the toughest football players or hockey players, toughest guys in the world.
Probably hockey players. They just look like they just
if
you're a hockey player and you have your teeth and you don't have like plastic surgery
and they don't even care. Yeah.
And the funny thing is they all, whenever you see them after a game, they always wear suits, but their hair is all looking jacked up and their faces look jacked up.
None of them have real teeth. I mean, they're all not none of them, but a lot of those guys are getting teeth implanted. Because that's what you have to do if you're a hockey player. It's close. I would probably take a football player as the toughest, but it's close, football or hockey. I do want to talk a little bit about Miami last night. They became the first NFL team to lose seven straight games. They won their first game of the year. Then they lost seven straight. Now they've won seven straight. Right. That's the first time that's ever happened in NFL history, which makes sense. They won 20-3 over a really
banged up.
Yeah, banged up, COVID-ridden New Orleans team last night. But a win is a win.
Yeah. I mean, look, in the NFL, too, people don't understand, you know, how hard it is to win a game in the NFL. Yeah. And when you lose a game, it's like horrible. And then when you win, it's elation because it is hard to do it. And, look, I know their schedule and who they've beaten for those seven in a row hasn't been – they haven't been playing and beating the Bucks and all this stuff.
No.
But at the end of the day, to win seven games in a row in the NFL is a hard feat to do, and there's not too many teams that could do it. Yes, Kansas City's won eight, I think. But they've won seven in a row. And, look, when you get that winning feeling in the NFL and you've won this many times, I know they got a big test with the Titans.
Yeah.
They're not
– And then the Patriots.
And then the Patriots. But this Titans game – They are not showing up to that game thinking, oh, we only beat the Jets twice and we beat so-and-so, you know what I mean? And we beat, you know, whoever, and we beat a New Orleans team that was ravaged by, you know, COVID. They're showing up like, look, we won seven in a row, and we got as best chance to win this just as any other team.
Yeah, you mentioned it. They beat the Texans. They beat the Jets twice. They beat the Panthers, Giants. They beat a banged-up Ravens team and New Orleans with Ian Book starting a quarterback. But you're right. Winning becomes a habit no matter who you're playing.
Yeah, and they were dominant, and they did what they're supposed to do. The bigger story would be is if they lost that game last night to New Orleans with Ian Book. They went out there, and he had the pick six, four turnovers, eight sacks. And so, look, New Orleans didn't show up, you know, in asking for people to feel sorry for him, right? Yep. And here's the thing. In the NFL, they don't feel sorry for you.
No.
Because they know winning a game is
really hard.
Is so important and really hard that everybody's shooting for the same thing, and that's to stay alive in the playoff hunt if you're on the cusp or cement yourself in playoff, like, rankings. So if you're going for home field advantage, X, Y, and Z. You got to think on the flip side, right? One of the other hotter teams in the NFL is the Indianapolis Colts. Now Carson Wentz is out for quite some time because he just tested positive for COVID. Yep. They just had a huge victory against the Arizona Cardinals, I think, on Thursday Night Football, really trying to stay on the heels of the Tennessee Titans and thinking, and probably if they played, they're playing the better football, all three phases, better than Tennessee. Yeah. Now their starting quarterback is out for quite some time.
I feel like you could give it to their running back is really good.
Sure. No, I mean, if he should realistically win the MVP, but at the end of the day, when it came down to money time against the Arizona Cardinals, Carson Wentz made two or three plays that had – those are the same type of throws that got people excited after his rookie year that he could be an NFL, you know, MVP type of, type of quarterback.
Jonathan Taylor, he's not Derrick Henry, but he's not far from Derrick Henry. And I feel like – I mean, yeah, Wentz has been fine. He's been a good game manager.
Okay, yeah.
But his stats haven't been overwhelming. Right. It feels like that would be one of those teams where you could find a backup and still be pretty good. But this is going to be an interesting year as far as the playoffs are concerned with the NFL, because it feels like there are a number of different teams that could win it. So I'll do that exercise I did with you last week and basically ask you, because it feels like one of those years you could get a 9-7 Eli Manning Giants type team.
You could have the Kansas City Chiefs roll through the playoffs and win the Super Bowl, or you could have the seventh seed in the NFC get hot, don't have COVID issues, and win the Super Bowl.
So I'm going to roll through this pretty quickly and just give you the team, and you tell me whether they are a Super Bowl contender. Buffalo, 9-6.
Yes.
New England, 9-6.
I'm going to say yes just because it's New England. They're bottom, yes.
Miami, 8-7.
No.
Cincinnati, 9-6 in the North.
Ooh. Those skill positions, again, that's a team.
Don't they play the Chiefs this week? I think they play the Chiefs this week. Yeah.
I'm going to say yes because of their ability to score.
That would be fun with Joe Burrow this year. Baltimore, 8-7.
No.
Pittsburgh 7-7-1.
Nope.
And Cleveland 7-8. They're obviously out. AFC South, you've got the Tennessee Titans. It's 10-5.
If Derrick Henry is back, yes.
Yeah.
If not, then no.
He's that big of a deal. And it looks like they'll get him back for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Indy 9-6.
Man, they're going to be a tough out. Making the Super Bowl in the AFC, I'd probably say no.
AFC West, Kansas City, 11-4.
Of course.
The LA Chargers, 8-7.
Nope.
Las Vegas Raiders, 8-7.
Nope.
And Denver Broncos out of it.
Yep. And the Chargers were a team with Justin Herbert. He just had a bad game against Houston. That they're just – San Diego's just going to do the Chargers thing.
Yeah. That's a team that's really fallen off. But, again, it could be one of those years where you just get hot and who knows. NFC East, Dallas is back. They're 11-4.
I like Dallas. I like them all year. I like their defense. I like their makeup of the team where they have a little competition, turnovers versus touchdowns. And so they're playing actually really good defense, which they haven't had before.
Philadelphia is 8-7 and making a charge.
I would say no, but I do like Jalen Hurts more than I thought. He's a better quarterback than I thought
he would
be.
He's a pretty good quarterback. Yes. When he doesn't throw stupid interceptions, he's really pretty good. Yeah. The NFC North, you got Green Bay at 12-3.
Oh, for sure.
And then nobody else.
Nope.
Minnesota, it feels like it's so frustrating, Jay, being a Vikings fan. I don't know what they need, but it's not Mike Zimmer.
Who goes first, Spielman or Zimmer?
I think you get rid of Spielman first and then, you know,
give Zimmer another year.
It's like you get rid of the athletic director and then you get rid of the coach, right? I don't know how that works.
Keep Zimmer one more year?
Here's what I don't like about Mike Zimmer. He's a defensive oriented coach, and I'm sure you played for those types of head coaches. But when it crosses the line and it bleeds into the offense where you demand that the offensive coordinator run the ball, despite its effectiveness, because you want to protect your defense. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And Zimmer does that a lot. He's too controlling on the offensive side of the ball for me. And Kirk Cousins is not the problem this year. He's played fine. He's not played great.
This is the best year he's played from start to finish so far.
He's not getting enough help. NFC South, you got Tampa Bay 11-4.
Yep.
They're a Super Bowl contender. They won the Super Bowl last year. And then the rest of the division is – really pretty bad. You got Atlanta, New Orleans, both at 7-8. New Orleans feels like a team that they could be if they had a quarterback. If they had Drew Brees, they would be.
They would be around. I don't think they'd be Super Bowl because was it Mike Thomas is out? Yeah.
But they have their two of their biggest wins. They blew out Green Bay early in the season.
They
shut out Tampa.
Their defense is for real.
Yeah.
And so they would be a Super Bowl contender with Drew Brees, but. They would lose in the playoffs.
I felt bad for Ian Book last night. I mean,
yeah, I mean, for him to get his first NFL start without having the chance to have any full speed reps.
Are they down to their seventh offensive tackle, something like that?
Seventh offensive tackle. They've been ravaged, and
there's no way he could have won. No way.
It would have been a feat that would have been talked about for years, because you essentially go from hanging out at home to playing against, and the Dolphins' defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, they got players at all three levels. I mean, legit players. They got the second best corner in the league. They got young, fast linebackers that are long, and they got defensive linemen that they actually have drafted well.
Their offense is suspect. Waddle's pretty good. Tua's starting to come around. Yeah. The offensive line's still bad.
Yeah, but they found the gem in Duke Johnson.
Yeah.
And I would bring him back as my starter. They got Lindsey, you know, the running back that was.
I like Lindsey.
And so
from
they
Denver.
Got, right, and they got a good. And so now if they could get Parker healthy, you know, who's a pretty good receiver when healthy, they got Gesicki as the tight end.
One final division for you, the NFC West. You got the L.A. Rams at 11-4.
I like the Rams. I like them. They're just not I would like to see them more consistent.
They're starting to play defense.
They are starting to play up to their potential of defense. Their offense is pretty good. Look, they get Akers back, and he's the real deal. And Sony Michel has been a great pickup for them.
That's been a great pickup.
And if they can get a little bit more healthy on offense, they're going to be a tough out, because they're well coached. They're physical enough in the run game to where they can play any style you want. And I think Matthew Stafford gives them another added dimension.
He's way beyond Goff. Yeah. I mean, no doubt about it. Even though he's had a few bad games, he's way better than Goff. And then you've got the Arizona Cardinals at 10-5. They've lost two, three in a row?
Three in a row. Just something about them, even when they were winning, it just didn't pass the eye test. And so
they're not very physical.
They're not very physical. They don't try to be very physical. And it's the typical Cliff Kingsbury that we'll run it if we have to.
Yeah.
James Conner made the Pro Bowl because he got like 15 touchdowns from the 1 yard in. And losing DeAndre Hopkins, who was the ultimate equalizer, because you could throw the ball up against double coverage and he'd come down with it.
I guess I could throw one other team in that division into the conversation. San Francisco's 8-7. They're not too far removed from the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't say they're a Super Bowl contender, but they're definitely a playoff contender, and they definitely will cause you some problems. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo's hurt.
Yeah, so, he's got a broken thumb.
Right,
he's
got a torn ligament. Yeah. So now, all you Trey Lance fans,
pick him up on your fantasy wire.
Now he's morphed into, you know, instead of going to be a series there or a couple plays here or there, now you're going to get a full example of what you've drafted or what you could look forward to next year. And it's no different than, say, like being here. You know, everybody, you know, was calling for Logan Smothers. Now we got him. Now you're wanting to call for somebody else as well.
I'm excited about Trey Lance. The way they're running the ball and Deebo Samuel, he's fun to watch.
He fits into that offense really, really well if he plays within the realm of the offense. But Jimmy Garoppolo, listen here, I know he played bad this last game. He really gave away that game. Yeah. Two dumb throws. Otherwise, he was pretty decent.
He had played well the three games in a row.
He played well pretty much all season when he was healthy. The biggest thing is he healthy, and can he just stay away from those two throws?
Yeah.
And he's fine.
And, you know, they've got a couple games left. We're at 15 games. There's 17 games this year. If Trey Lance wins the final two, they might have a conversation about who the quarterback is in the playoffs. It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting if he brings an added dimension that Jimmy Garoppolo can't. So it's not even about production. If he can be that guy that can kill you on third and medium with his legs and not turn the ball over and just be a little bit or close to efficient as Jimmy Garoppolo, he'll end up starting. Because
I don't think he'll be Jalen Hurts good. I think if he could get
That's a lot of draft capital that you put into a guy that's only started 13 games and one game the year that you drafted him.
It seemed like a risk, like a big risk. He didn't play. He came from obviously an FCS school, and you're right, he didn't play much during COVID. Right.
Well, he only played one game,
yeah,
and it was in like the early part of the spring. If it works out, great, but those type of reaches not only get the GM fired, it gets the coaches fired, and it's a black eye on your resume.
Meanwhile, the Patriots wait and wait and wait and get Mac Jones.
At 15 or something.
Yeah, at 15. It's ridiculous. But bad teams tend to gamble. Not that San Francisco was.
But the thing is, San Francisco didn't have to do
that. They didn't have to do that.
You already had an established quarterback that took you to a Super Bowl. Could you have coached him up more or put more pieces around him to elevate him? Yeah. But then you went and said, you know, we're going to mortgage our whole franchise on a guy that hasn't played in pretty much a year.
And what if they would have said, you know what, we're going to back down, maybe trade down and get Micah Parsons, somebody like that.
Right.
I mean, that guy's
a guy that can help you and turn your team around today.
Yeah. I mean, how many people missed on him?
A receiver. You could have got Chase. Right, like number one to go with
Jamar
with Deebo Samuel.
There's going to be so many interesting storylines come the NFL playoffs because of what we just did. How many teams that are involved that could be in it, and it's going to go right down to the last minute of the last game.
As good as the Chiefs are playing right now, they're still beatable. They've shown you. As good as Tampa Bay's been, they've shown a little. And they're injured. They've got the injury bug, and the same with Green Bay.
Oh yeah, Green Bay is the closest, and I think Green Bay and Kansas City are the favorites, according to Vegas. Right. But there's no great team out
there. They're not so far ahead where it's like a foregone conclusion. Yeah. I will say Green Bay has been the most consistent since week one.
Right. Yeah, and so they're going to get to play in Lambeau in probably bad conditions, and that'll be
advantage. This year they won't take the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands on third
down. That's right. Hopefully he gets there with the toe and everything, but I think he's going to be fine. That's fun. Let's wrap things up. It's Old School. That's Jay Foreman, Tom Stevens sitting in for DP today.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.